citizens have been turning to Neil Sperry for gardening advice since 1970. You can call him now at 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right. Thank you, Mary Travlin, very, very much. And good morning, everybody. We're glad to have you attuned to WBAP and hope you will give us a call. It is very easy to reach us, as Mary has mentioned several times this morning, 214-787-1820. 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227, and Verizon, it's the #, and 820. Give us a call right now, if you will, please, and we're going to go right back to the phone lines. And I do not see, let me get to my screener board again here, I'm looking at all kinds of things. I don't see that Jimmy Turner is there. Is he there, Ryan, or not? You don't see him either. So we do not have a Jimmy Turner report from the Dallas Arboretum, and I don't have anything in my file to do for Jimmy. So I'm going to do the ad for Jimmy, and maybe Jimmy will call us. And if he doesn't, then we're going to just kind of chat a little bit about the Dallas Arboretum. Black Cow Composted Cow Manure. BlackCow.com is the website, and it's spelled with a K. They don't spell it the right way. B-L-A-C-K-K-O-W. Double K there in the middle. BlackCow.com. What a summer. Record heat and drought. Serious challenges to any gardener or homeowner who's trying to maintain a decent yard, vegetable garden, or flower bed. But we can agree on a couple of things. Number one, these extreme conditions aren't going to last forever. Number two, healthy soil is even more important to plants during stressful times. And that's where Black Cow Composted Cow Manure gets on our bandwagon. Black Cow is a natural organic soil conditioner. When you mix it with our Texas soils, it adds organic matter and millions of soil-healthy microbes the natural way. If you're looking for that, this is it. If you have sandy or rocky soil, then adding Black Cow helps retain moisture near the plant's root zone. That's important during the dry months. You can use Black Cow with just about anything you grow. That includes all your container plants. It includes also certainly vegetables and flowers and landscape shrubs and other plants. Black Cow has a great website, and that's blackcow.com with a K, double K right there in the middle. The bright yellow and black bag, you'll find it at most Lowe's garden centers and many fine independent nursery and garden centers. Ask for it by name. That's Black Cow, BlackCow.com, Black Cow. And it is a composted cow manure product. Now, I need to tell you a little bit about the Dallas Arboretum, and I'll do the best that I can just speaking off the record here, or not off the record, but off cuff. We are broadcasting, I might remind you, at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. My wife and I are here to visit our son and his wife. They work at CNN and don't have a chance to get home very often, and so we like to come up here. And the Heritage Foundation has just been so kind to loan us these studios several years now, and I'm very, very grateful. What a great organization. Heritage.org. You might want to do a little research on that. Dallas Arboretum is at the southeast side of White Rock Lake. I believe that autumn at the Arboretum has begun there. 80,000 pounds, I believe, is what Jimmy Turner has told us, of pumpkins decorating the grounds. He's probably out there unloading trucks as we speak. And a beautiful fall color. This is just a glorious time of year to go to the Dallas Arboretum, so you might want to keep that in mind. Lots of events, lots of information at dallasarboretum.org. The Dallas Arboretum, 8525 Garland Road, southeast side of White Rock Lake in Dallas on Garland Road, right there where Grand Avenue turns into Garland Road, and then you go around to the east another half mile or so, and there will be the Dallas Arboretum. I hope you'll get out there. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week until Thanksgiving. The Dallas Arboretum Report was sponsored, as we mentioned, by the great folks at Black Cow. Let's go back to our phone lines now. We go to Anita in Fort Worth. Anita, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning.
How can I help?
Well, in one of your magazines in the last few months, and I probably lent it to somebody, you had in your yard under your shade trees a low-spreading shrub in shade.
Okay.
And I would like to know.
Do you remember
what
any particulars
was.
Of it? I have a lot of shrubs. I think I can help you, but do you remember any particulars? anything unusual about the shrub other than low spreading?
It was low and spreading.
All right. Well, the lowest spreading plants that I have in our shade would be my dwarf hollies, like Carissa holly and dwarf Yopon holly. I have some dwarf Burford hollies, but they don't spread as much as they'll get up 4 or 5 feet tall. I have Aspidistra as a tall ground cover. I have a lot of oak leaf hydrangeas, but they're 5 feet tall and 6 feet wide. They
don't
spread,
I need them,
but they're
short.
Taller. Yep. Well, the dwarf hollies are going to be your best plants for shade and for spreading, and Carissa is just the go-to plant.
Is it low maintenance?
Oh, yeah. It needs moisture.
Not a problem.
Yeah, if you let it get dry, then you're going to lose them, but otherwise they are just fail-safe. They're wonderful.
Okay. Is there any reason my lantana is not blooming this year?
Probably just this year. The hot conditions, everything that's happened. It's just been a tough time. Now, lantana is blooming around town. I don't mean to say that all lantana failed to bloom. Yeah. There are things that can happen. First of all, it does cycle in and out of bloom, so you can't assume that it isn't going to bloom again. It's shutting down for the summer. You don't see the really good lantana color in the last month of the growing season, so that might be part of it. Lace bugs will take the life right out of the leaves, and that weakens the plants enough that they don't bloom much anymore. So they're extenuating reasons, but basically it's probably just cycling in and out.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate that. Let's see where we are. Let's go to Ann in Fort Worth. Ann, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I?
We have a large lawn in our church. It's a combination of St. Augustine and Bermuda grass, and it's really full of this roadside aster. And I know you've addressed this before, but I don't remember what you said to do, and it's already there, so I know the pre-emergent won't work now, but will it help earlier?
Yeah, it will. Roadside aster is a weed of neglect, and this year we're seeing a lot of it because people have had to neglect their lawns. There have been water curtailments. There have been other issues going on, and so we will expect to see a lot of roadside aster. It's the little purple flower for people who don't know what we're talking about.
Tough stems.
Yeah, it's very wiry. The best control for roadside aster, frankly, and I don't know if it's going to be practical in a big church lawn, but the best control is stepping up the maintenance, fertilizing more, watering more, and mowing close so that the Bermuda would stay, and even to that point, the St. Augustine would stay much more dense. That may not be practical on a great big church lot. I would probably learn what the plant itself looks like, not in bloom. In other words, what does this thing look like in June or July? And then a broadleafed weed killer spray containing 2,4-D would be a good practical way to get rid of the plants before they got big enough to bloom.
Oh, okay. But pre-emergent really won't work.
Pre-emergent works fine on it. Gallery applied in early March and in early June, or mid-March and mid-June, would get rid of it, but it's going to be a lot more expensive than the spray.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the lawn's in pretty good shape, and it's green, and we have good maintenance, and it's staying fairly well watered as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, we got a lot of this other stuff. So
yeah, it's a mess, and it always is. But I think with those different steps, I think you can get under control.
Well, in my own yard, I can pull it, but
you don't need to do that. I just think the broadleafed weed killer as a spray is your better alternative, and it's done.
That doesn't get rid of those stickery stems. But I guess if you keep mowing it enough, you can get rid of those.
My recommendation is you put it out in the summer before the stems get all the...
Before they get that big. Yeah.
Prickly, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Ann. Appreciate the call. Atta girl.
Thank you.
Let me tell you right now about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the offer where you can get a one-year new or renewal subscription to a magazine that will tell you all the things to get you hyped up and excited about gardening in the Lone Star State. Every word of our magazine is written specifically for Texas by the finest garden writers in Texas. It's been that way 25 years. That's why the magazine has won the nice awards. And many of our writers are still writing for us after 25 years. They were great then. They're great now. And you'll find out what I'm talking about when you subscribe. Now, if you already have the magazine, this offer is good for you as well. Because what I'm going to offer to you is my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar when it prints, along with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, and all of that for only $36.95. That's a 38% savings on the calendar when you buy it with the magazine today before 11. It's our annual pre-production offer on the calendar. While we're working on the calendar getting it ready to go to the printer, I give you the lowest price of the year as soon as we have to commit to a paper count. Then at that point, the price goes up and it never will come back to $36.95 again. Satisfaction guaranteed, new or renewal, one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Your copy of my 2012 Texas gardening calendar with more than 70,000 characters telling you month by month what needs to be planted, pruned, fertilized, and sprayed in your landscape and garden. Beautiful photos, all that information, and the magazine. All for $36.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 800-752-GROW. Call 800-752-4769.
This was one hard summer for anything in the ground, and that includes your foundation. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. This drought has dried even deep layers of soil, leaving foundations vulnerable. If you see cracks in the walls or if the doors are sticking, call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their patented ProLift repairs are so secure, they're guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. Repairs designed for a lifetime.
Dallas Plumbing Company has served the DFW Metroplex continuously since 1903. Family owned by the Downs family for four generations. Oh my goodness. They're the top Dallas-Fort Worth plumbing, heating, and air by Best Pick Report of Top Quality Home Service Providers and Consumers Choice Award for Business Excellence year after year. Dallas Plumbing Company is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Get up to $1,650 back with a new qualifying system, plus up to $300 in federal income tax credit for any air conditioning system. Carrier, turn to the experts. The experts are Carrier. The experts are Dallas Plumbing Company. Purchase a new geothermal heat pump for extreme green savings and earn a 30% income tax credit from now through November 15. New customers who haven't used Dallas Plumbing Company in the last 3 years receive $50 off your first plumbing or air conditioning service call, so be sure you ask for it. For more information, call 214-340-6300, 214-340-6300, or go to their website, dallasplumbing.com. Look for more special options and coupons. That's DallasPlumbing.com or 214-340-6300. Dallas Plumbing. Look for the orange and black trucks. They're probably in your neighborhood. Since 1903, 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com.
It's finally September, and Twin Oaks Nursery is loading up with everything you need for fall. From beautiful shrubs and trees to gorgeous fall color and all the fall accents you'll need to make your home festive. Right now is the time to apply pre-emergence to your lawn, and Twin Oaks has the large bags of Dimension that will cover 10,000 square feet for just $29.99. Discover Twin Oaks Nursery just 30 minutes north of McKinney off Highway 75 in Denison, Texas. Visit the website, twinoaksonline.com. Twin Oaks Nursery, voted Texoma's best nursery.
All right, let's talk about arborological services right now. When do you need to call a tree service professional? How do you determine, is this something I can do, or is it something where I need a professional? Here are the ways that I determine. Number one, if it's a serious pest problem, if it looks like it's threatening your tree or you're scared that it might, I would call them. If it's not something you can easily identify for sure. A lot of times people will try to identify an insect and they'll go all over the map and find one that's native to Asia and doesn't exist in this country. And they'll say, well, that's what I have. And they'll be off the base. Arborological Services has specialists who know all of the common problems and how to deal with them. Perhaps it's cabling or bracing a tree and you don't know exactly how to do it. Or perhaps it's limb removal and the limb is very large and you're afraid of damage or to the tree or damage to yourself or your house. That's why you call Arborological Services. Let's say you need somebody to testify on your behalf in court. Nobody's word will carry more weight than that of Arborological Services because they are the leaders in their industry. Here are phone numbers. You can reach them in Dallas area at 972-442-1524. The Dallas area number, 972-442-1524. Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. Arborological.com on the web. On Facebook, it's Arborological Services, Inc., and on Twitter, they're at The Tree Experts with no spaces. Arborological Services, the experts your trees deserve. And back to our phone lines, we have Ben in Watauga. Ben, this is Neil. Good morning. Okay, Ben has dropped off. Apparently, let's go to Dwayne in Granbury. Dwayne, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm on a cell phone. Might not have a very good signal.
Okay, go for it. Oh, Dwayne, it's so bad I can't hear it. You know what? If you've told my screeners enough, I'm going to ask them to type me up a note, and I'll try my best to answer. Maybe one of them can help a little bit. Let's try one more time. You still there? All right, I think we've lost him entirely. He has wildfire damage, and I really want to help. So, Jackie or RJ, if you will type me up a note that I can answer to, then I'll try my best. Let's go to Deb in Garland. Deb, this is Neil with you. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. Thanks for taking my call. I have oleanders that are about 6 feet tall right now, and they're just about to quit blooming. And I know I'm supposed to trim them back after the blooms die off. So I just need to know how far to trim them back.
All right. I can help you with that. I do want to kind of seed my phone lines a little bit because we went through everything I had in a real haste. There are two drop-offs and one disconnect. 214-787. I'm not leaving you, Deb.
Okay.
I'm advertising my phone number. 214-787-1820. Call right now. 214-787-1820. 800-288-WBAP. And then Verizon, it's the pound sign and 820. If you had oleanders that need to be reshaped, you could do some modest reshaping right now. Mm-hmm. The best time to prune oleanders is immediately after they bloom in late spring, that major bloom that they have.
Okay.
If you do very much pruning right now, you're going to stimulate new growth, and you're going to multiply and magnify the chance that you'll lose these in cold weather.
Oh.
It's not a good time to prune them.
Okay.
I would only prune if you have a branch here or there that just sticks out or really is odd looking and ruins the shape of the plant.
Okay.
If you have that kind of pruning to do, then prune it flush with another branch. Just remove it entirely.
Okay.
Don't leave any stubs. Best time to prune would be right after the bloom time in May.
Okay.
Or early June. The other time that you may have to prune would be coming out of the winter. If you've had freeze damage, you may have to prune then.
And that's what happened this past year.
I had
freeze damage, so I had to cut
anything,
them all the way back.
Yeah, anything dead you can always take off at any time. And the fact that you have all this new growth, it's very succulent. I wouldn't do much pruning until next spring.
Okay, I'll just trim the limbs that have gotten kind of out of hand then.
There you go. That's
okay.
The idea.
Thank you, Neil, for calling.
You bet. Let's go to Don in Aledo. Don, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How can I help?
Right. I've got three Gulfstream Nandinas that are about 15 years old, and they've gotten kind of thin and leggy. Can I cut those back to the ground? And if so, what time is the best time of year to do that?
I have done the very same thing. Gulfstream is a very pretty Nandina, but I have found that it gets kind of palm tree looking after a while, and that made me kind of frustrated with it. And so I cut mine back very drastically. I cut probably almost all the canes to the ground in late winter, right before the new growth kicked in. So the 10th to 20th of February is ideal. If you have some small stems that are coming up with new leaves when you do that that mow down, I would leave those in place. I use lopping shears when I prune my Nandinas because I can be very specific and tailor them very carefully and sculpt it and leave some nurse shoots to kind of nourish the plant until it sprouts out.
Okay, that's right. And again, you said January
through, the farther Try this again. Take two on live radio. The earlier that you prune them, the longer you're going to have to look at stubble. So I normally like to do it right before they start growing, which is about the if you prune the first 2 weeks of February, you'll be fine.
February. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, Neil.
You bet. Appreciate the call. All right. Bye. Let's see where we are time-wise. We can take one more call before the news break. Let's go to John in Cleburne. John, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I got a problem with my monkey grass. It took a hard hit during the winter, and it barely came back, and then it did start growing. Then, of course, we had to draw it, and whatever started growing started to brown out again. Should I cut it back, or what should I do with it?
All right. And is this standard Mondo grass, or is this the dwarf one?
Is it Mondo grass or monkey grass?
Monkey grass and Mondo grass are the same thing,
okay.
And then Ophiopogon and Lily Turf. It's a plant with four names.
Right.
Yeah, like
it's
it needs
standard.
Four
it's only about 12 to 15 inches tall. And
okay, that's good. Flowers ever?
Sometimes. They're not this year at all, though. It's, like
what,
I said, it's,
what color?
Purple.
That's liriope. That's not Mondo grass.
Okay.
That's the big cousin. Now I want to go back and revisit your question. Tell me what happened.
Okay, well, we had a hard freeze, and it went into springtime came, and really slow greening up.
All right.
So I trimmed some of it back, and then I just left it, and it started growing again. But when we got to draw it, I guess it got dried out again, and it was in suffering before that. And it's really, really looks like it's disaster right now.
Okay.
I don't know if I should cut it back again or...
Yeah,
or
I think you should. I don't know whether the drought did that or whether there might be a disease involved. If it got very dry, then it would look horrible.
Yeah.
I have been pointing out to our son Todd as we've driven around D.C. while we're up here visiting how really lovely variegated and green liriope looks in this climate. It's just perfect for it, even though it's a fairly cold area during the wintertime. Liriope is very happy here, and you see it all over the place. Todd has it in his yard. In our area, liriope really struggled this summer, especially if it had any sun or if it got very dry.
And I'm sure it got dry because I was having trouble keeping everything wet.
I would imagine that's what it is. And yes, if it has brown leaves, you can trim them off.
Okay.
There's the answer. Finally got you one.
How far should I cut it back? Do you think?
Cut anything brown off.
Okay.
No point leaving brown tissue there. Anything more serious than that, I would wait and do in late winter.
All right, Neil. Appreciate it.
I'm glad you called. Thank you, John. We have another John coming from Richardson in just a second. That opens the line, and we'll give you those numbers one more time. We're getting through the calls very quickly right now at 214-787-1820, 214-787-1820. If you're outside the Metroplex, call us, please, at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. On a Verizon phone, hit the pound sign and 820. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. That's what the jingle has said for a long time, and that's why they changed their name not too many years ago from Dalworth Carpet Cleaning to Dalworth Clean. Reason being, it's not just about carpets any longer. It's about all of their flooring. They have all kinds of flooring they can install for you. All kinds of flooring can be cleaned by their people, not just carpeting. In fact, they offer a one-year cleaning rebate. You can purchase any type of cleaning service from Dalworth, and then you'll have a full year to get up to a 100% rebate on your cleaning purchase when you buy your flooring from Dalworth. So you have your carpets cleaned or you have your hard surface floor cleaned, then you have a full year to get up to 100% rebate on the cleaning process when you buy flooring from Dalworth. Dalworth is winner of the Consumer's Choice Award. All the years it's been offered, call tomorrow, ask about Dalworth's one-year cleaning rebate. They will explain any conditions that apply. It's 214 or 817-267-8433 or go online at dalworth.com. Again, 214 or 817-267-8433. Dalworth Fine Floors can be found at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Both the Dalworth Clean and Dalworth Fine Floors open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. Dalworth.com for all of this. Dalworth Clean.
Learn something new every day. Mark Davis, weekdays at 8:30 on 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
Some things that guys and a lot of ladies like to shop at, that is a wonderful stone yard. And nowhere will you find a better stone yard than Whiz Q Stone. I sent somebody to them yesterday just in an email reply saying, I think this is where I'd start looking. Since 1983, the experts at Whiz Q Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. The skilled professional at Whiz Q Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outdoor showroom of extensive displays. They'll help you. They'll inspire you. You will really love your visit to Whiz Q Stone. They're in Southeast Fort Worth at 4501 East Loop 820 South. That Mike Wisnett, his son Derek, very active in the nursery industry. They have their finger on the pulse of horticulture in North Texas. They can refer you to stone installers, whatever you need. Whiz-Q.com is the website. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822. They're open 6 days a week, closed today. Whiz Q Stone, 817-429-0822. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom and our friend Jerry Overton. Jerry?
Thank you very much, Neil. WBAP News time is 10:32. Head of the Congressional Budget Office says early November would be a better time for decisions from the 12-member super committee considering ways to reduce the deficit. Douglas Elmendorf says that would allow them to report real legislation, including a CBO analysis, by the Thanksgiving deadline. U.S. and European officials tried to avoid a looming shutdown that may kill already wounded Mideast peace hopes. Senior envoys meet today in New York trying to find a formula to bring Israel and the Palestinians back to stalled negotiations. The NTSB says it'll be analyzing whether a peace of hardware near the tarmac belongs to the airplane that plunged into the edge of the stands on Friday.
As NTSB investigators piece together what happened with the crash, people are also piecing together exactly who was killed in this tragedy. 9 people, 7 on the tarmac, 2 in area hospitals, among them a 22-year-old man from Phoenix with muscular dystrophy. He was watching in the disabled seats with his father.
And David Wright reports 69 people injured in the accident, 9 including the pilot were killed. WBAP News time, 10:33.
In Arlington, we're seeing just one accident right now. Cooper at Mitchell. In Dallas, 635 eastbound at Welch. It looks like the Montford Bridge demolition crew may be picking up early. Traffic is pretty smooth through there. Dallas North Tollway, you're still seeing a 635 eastbound ramp closure in both directions. And Mesquite, 635 northbound. That ramp to eastbound 30 is blocked off until tomorrow. This report brought to you by Rhodes Bake and Serve. Rhodes Warm and Serve whole wheat dinner rolls. All natural and 100% whole grain from your freezer to table in 12 minutes or less. Rhodes Warm and Serve rolls in your grocer's freezer with 24-hour on-time traffic watch. I'm Katie London on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Lots of sun today. A high of 91. Chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. That'll continue on into the evening. We'll drop down to 71, but it's going to be cloudy with 50% coverage possible for those showers and storms. Some of them could have strong winds and small hail. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 88. Tuesday, mostly sunny and 90. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 81 degrees. It's 10:34. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
When marketing rep Bill Rogers stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he unwinds with a huge flat screen and about a jillion HD channels.
Oh, wrestling.
And after that, you know what Bill has in his big meeting?
Okay, everyone, let's see who gets a huge bonus. Hands in. Whose hand is on top?
Bill.
He's got the upper hand. Ha!
It's always Bill's.
Always.
Give me a break.
Massive flat screens, HD channels galore. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next stay at 1-800-SLEEP-LQ or LQ.com.
I'd like to tell you about the fertilizers and potting soil that carry my name, Neil Sperry's Texas Best 2400, the finest all-nitrogen fertilizer made and sold in Texas. It's for soils that test too high in phosphorus, the middle number of the analysis. That's especially true with clay soils. The first all-nitrogen fertilizer to be named Earthkind by Texas A&M. Neil Sperry's Texas Best 24612 is the finest high-nitrogen fertilizer made and sold in our state. Its most common use will be with sandy soils. It was the first fertilizer of any kind to be named Earthkind by A&M. Then, for a water-soluble fertilizer, Neil Sperry's Texas Best 2920.
It's what I use in my greenhouse and on all my container plants. My timed release fertilizer, 17714, for sustained feeding. And then Neil Sperry's Texas Best Premium Potting Soil, the potting soil I've used all of my life. These are available at many nurseries. All the details at neilsperry.com.
All right, thank you very, very much. Let me tell you right now about Covington Nursery and Landscape Company. They're at 5518 Liberty Grove Road at Highway 66 in Rowlett, just 12 minutes east of Central via George Bush. What a great day to go to Covington's. 18 acres of nursery stock. Fall is absolutely the best time to plant trees, and Covington's has some outstanding shade trees on sale. Take advantage of the great prices now, even if you want to wait until later this fall when the weather cools down some more to plant. Buy beautiful 45-gallon container-grown Shantung maples and Chinese pistachio trees with delivery, planting, and their guarantee, all included for an incredibly low price of just $499.99. Both of these have been designated as Texas Superstars. They'll have the stunning fall color, and they're already 14 feet tall with 4-inch trunk diameters. Covington's also has outstanding half-price deals like select 65-gallon Schumard Red Oaks, only $299.99, and 30-gallon Live Oaks for only $124.99. Check out their available stock list. It's an incredible effort that they go to put it on their website, covingtonnursery.com, or go out for a visit today. It's the great day. And visit with one of their friendly and knowledgeable nursery professionals. Covington Nursery and Landscape Company, independently owned and operated by Gail and Joe Covington since 1972 at 5518 Liberty Grove Road at Highway 66 in Rowlett. 972-475-5888. 972-475-5888. My sponsor of 30 years, covingtonnursery.com.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very much. And we're ready to go back to the phones. Let's see, we're going to start with Dwayne in Granbury. He has reconnected. I appreciate your calling back, Dwayne. How can I help?
We had a big wildfire out there in Granbury, about 20 acres of a place. And this it's just open wild woods, lots of big old cedars, mesquites, natural grass, and it burned it flat to the ground. I mean, the tree trunks burnt below the ground level.
Wow.
And I've never had to deal with anything like this. I didn't know if just leave it, let nature take its course, or is there anything in particular that one should do?
Well, I think I'd certainly wait and see what offers to come back if it's burned clear to the ground. If the trees have fallen because of the burning and have burned up completely, obviously they're not going to come back. But a lot of times when you get a grass fire, there's enough of a flash fire involved in it that a lot of the bigger trees have protection in their trunks and they will come back. I don't know that that's the case in your case, but otherwise I would just kind of monitor things over the next 5 or 6 months. If you could possibly stand to wait until early spring and see what leaves back out again, that would be the best advice I'd have. The soil's not contaminated by anything. Actually, ash in a neutral or acidic soil will put some nutrients back in, and you'll be able to get stuff to grow pretty quickly. But you know, we got to get some rain first. That's obviously the issue. But Dwayne, I don't think there's any rush of a call to action that you have to do anything right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I sure appreciate
your calling back. Let's go to Maureen in Kennedale now. Maureen, this is Neil. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
We're transplant New Yorkers, so don't ask me what kind of soil I have. But we have a banana tree that the nursery said it would be growing like 2 feet a week, and it hasn't done anything. And when the leaves come out, they just get brown and fringy.
Mm-hmm.
And is it the soil?
It's probably the summer, Maureen. We haven't had much moisture. The humidity has been extraordinarily low.
Uh-huh.
The plant has probably gotten dry enough times that it just has struggled to develop roots. So I think you just kind of chalk it up to this year. Banana trees may not grow 2 feet a week, but they certainly do grow aggressively. And if one doesn't, it usually is nitrogen and water that it's lacking, either or both.
Okay. nitrogen in water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and you need to protect that this winter. As soon as it freezes to the ground, you need to put some shredded tree leaves that you've picked up off your lawn up over the crown of the banana tree, and then just leave them there over the winter as a mulch.
Can you wrap it? Because we lost our palm trees last
year. No, you don't wrap bananas.
You don't wrap bananas.
No.
Okay.
No. That doesn't work.
Okay. I sincerely thank you.
You're welcome.
We love Texas, and especially the people here.
People are great. I love my home state. We are in D.C., which is pretty close to the New York way of life, and people up here are also equally nice. It's just kind of fun, you know, a little more within themselves. It's kind of fun to say something to them and watch them. Oh, he said something and speak back. I enjoy that. But we're glad you're in Texas. The problem is you chose a bad year to come. It'll get better. I appreciate the call.
Okay,
let's go to Cheryl in Fort Worth. Cheryl, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
I have, I was calling on Japanese cypress, but they're actually Leland cypress.
Okay.
That we planted in October last year, and they're dying. We've done proper watering and trying to take care of them really well.
Did you hear the call last hour on that?
Say again?
Did you hear by any chance the call last hour on that same plant, same topic?
No, I must have just missed that.
Okay. Well, let me give you kind of the short version of it then. It is ceridium canker, most likely. I see ceridium canker in probably 80% of the Leyland cypress around town right now. And it is a fungal disease for which there is no control, no way to bring them back. If you're losing Leyland cypress, the needles are turning brown in areas, and then the whole plant's turning lighter brown and gray brown and dying. If you'll look at the trunk and if you'll look at the major branches, you will see a sap flow, an ooze coming out of the wood, and that's evidence of the ceridium canker. And as I say, at that point, you just have to remove the tree, and we should not plant these trees in North Texas again.
Okay. All right. Well, no, that's wonderful.
Yep.
We've got one that's thriving and three that aren't. So.
Well, and good for you on the one that's thriving. Maybe it's a mutation that has resistance to it, but in dry conditions, hot, dry weather, ceridium canker takes over on Leyland cypress. We lost a batch of them back in the late 1900s, 1998, 99, I should say, and we lost a lot more of them in the mid-2000s at 2005 and 6. And now we are really seeing them finished off right now. So anyway,
that's
good luck with it.
They're so beautiful.
Yeah, they are, but Eastern Red Cedar gives you exactly the same look from 50 feet away and is so ultra durable. That's why it's native. So anyway, I would go with that one instead. Got to run. I appreciate you calling me. Go to Judy in Southlake. Judy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. How can I help?
Yes, I've got some hibiscus plants that are in big pots outside, and I wanted to try and save them so that I wouldn't basically save them for next year, have them come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm understanding that you have to take and put them, like, in the garage. And the question I have is, trimming them back, when do you trim them back? How far do you trim them back? How do you preserve
them? I trim mine before I put them in the greenhouse if I decide to save them. I normally don't try to save too many of them in the greenhouse because they are a real attractant to white flies, and I don't want white flies in my greenhouse. Here is what you need to get a hibiscus or bougainvillea through the winter. I want you to be thinking about your garage as I say this. They need full sunlight. They need 70 degrees. They need adequate moisture. They need to grow happily in their conditions. Most garages are cold. They're very dark. And if you can pull the plant through, it ends up struggling in the spring to come out and put new growth on because it is so badly damaged by the conditions of the winter. It's going to be in there 4 or 5 months.
Right.
And so, you know, I almost would rather encourage that people consider their hibiscus as annuals and then replace them and put some, leave the pots right where they are and put some pansies in or something. It'll give you some nice color this summer, this winter. But that's up to you. If you're going to bring them in, I would get a plant dolly so you can move them in and out during the warmer weather, give them some light, just try to keep them a little happier than they'll be if you just push them back into the corner somewhere.
Okay, and how far do you trim them back then before you put them in there?
I wouldn't trim them any more than you have to. The more you trim them, the more they struggle in the spring. Probably 25%, something like that. Whatever you have to get them to fit in, I guess.
But okay, they're like 3-4 feet high.
Yeah, well, and they normally grow to 20 or 30 feet high, so This is all the more reason not to try to keep them for too many years. I will tell you that probably 90% of the people that try it, 95% of the people that try it, don't try it a second year.
Yeah, we did it on one plant the year before.
There you go.
It worked okay.
All right. I got to run, but I hope that's helpful. Thank you so much. You bet. Thank you. All right, we'll finish up. We have three calls, including one from San Francisco. We'll be back. Going to take our last break. Neil Sprey's Gardens Magazine. Get a full year, new or renewal to our magazine. This makes a wonderful gift also, by the way, and here is the lowest price of the year. Just $36.95 for everything I'm about to describe to you. It includes a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sprey's Gardens Magazine. It includes my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar and all of its more than 10,000 words telling you month by month when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Think about the questions you've heard this morning here. Neil, when do I do this? When do I do that? They're answered in the calendar. If the question begins with when do I, then it's going to be in the calendar. Neil Sprey's Gardens Magazine, my 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar with 20% more information than I've put in any of the last several years. All of that for only $36.95 before we go to press. Once we go to press, the price of the offer goes up. It will never come back down to $36.95 again. So call today before 11 to get this lowest price of the year. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed or we'll refund every penny. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11.
Fall water features are found at Dixon Brothers. Get relief from this hot, dry season. Go pick one out. Take it home and enjoy the soothing water sound wherever you want. Polaris pool sweeps are just the thing to easily tackle leaves in the pool. Dixon Brothers has what you need to keep the pool sparkling clean and enjoyable. Call for a Polaris pool sweep, 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers is your pool cover resource. You can have an automatic cover installed on your pool, keeping leaves and debris out. Yet with the push of a button, reveal a clean, ready-to-swim pool beneath the cover. Dixon Brothers has great prices, knowledgeable people, and a 20,000 square foot showroom full of water features, koi and water garden supplies, swimming pool equipment, chemicals, books, and more. That's Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, water gardens, koi ponds, lake aeration systems, and floating fountains. 204 North Galloway, Mesquite. Open Monday through Saturday, closed Sundays. Phone 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. DICKSON. Fall and cooler weather are coming, and Rubel's plants will have everything the gardener needs to spruce up their garden and home after this long, hot summer. They just received a huge shipment of tropicals from Florida. Crotons, ficus trees, variegated ginger, and spats to fill the house. Brand new plants are being delivered daily because Rubel's grows their own bedding plants at their farm just 7 miles from downtown. Their landscape division can deliver and plant all your new plants, and Rubel's staff has been with them for years. Don't forget Rubel's wonderful gift store, and right now, they're running a special on some beautiful orchids that just arrived. Construction is now underway at their third location near Mockingbird and Lemon Avenue. Go to rubles.com for updates. For more information, call 214-744-9100 or go to their website at rubles.com. Open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of the year. Their farmers market location is 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas, 214-744-9100. In Lakewood, 7219 East Grand, 214-324-4800. Rubles, where Dallas goes for plants.
You will love both of those locations and some exciting news coming in the future, so stay tuned. Let me tell you right now about the great folks at Sunburst Shutters. I had the nicest note about a month ago from a lady who said her electric bill for an all-electric house, 2,300 square feet, was just $219 back in August. And she says, I cannot say enough about Sunburst Shutters that were installed last summer. and then the rest this spring. She received a $1,500 tax deduction from last year, another $500 in tax deductions this year, plus all of that savings in the energy consumption in her home. And Sunburst Shutters is the reason, she said. She's lived there a while, and she knows what it would have been. Sunburst Shutters, they are man-made. This is polywood. Polywood is a man-made product. It looks like wood from 10 inches away, 15, 20 inches away. You can't tell that that isn't wood. And it is more energy efficient than wood is by far. It won't crack. It won't split or peel. It's just the best. We have Sunburst Shutters. They're plantation-style shutters, so they come in 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louvers, so you have fewer lines, and fewer lines means better visibility. Sunburst Shutters, oh, they're terrific. Give them a call. They'll come to your home, or they'll give you directions to their showroom and factory if you want to go see. 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601, serving all of Texas. It's Sunburst Shutters on the web, sunburstshutters.com. All right, we're going to finish our program out. Again, we are broadcasting from the Heritage Foundation in downtown D.C. I look out a window, and the U.S. Capitol is across the street, and Union Station across another street, and CNN and their headquarters here in D.C. right down one of these other streets. This is cool. And all the monuments right around us here. The Newseum, the Museum of News, we were there yesterday. Incredible displays for 9/11. For first assignment, the president's personal photographers and what they have shot is just so cool. And then the one that really got me was the FBI exhibit with real evidence from FBI work, including Ted Kaczynski's cabin, including the fertilizer receipt from Oklahoma City, including the shackles that Tim McVeigh wore, including, the actual guns that several of the gangsters, Babyface Nelson and I think Dillinger's gun was there. It's just an amazing display, and these are all trial items with the marks on them from the trials. Oh, my. Back to the phone lines. Let's go to Ben in Watauga. Ben, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Good
How
to
may
hear.
I help? Thank
I,
you.
I have a 3.5-year-old pecan tree, and it's been perfect condition. It's been growing good. But this morning I noticed the trunk, the bark around it had several vertical splits. The largest is probably 5 inches long.
What do you see in those splits? Do you see a split that just goes way into the center of the tree, or do you see new bark that's starting to form beneath the split?
Well, it may be new bark. The bark that's on there, of course, as you probably is real pale and thick.
Bark is a dead tissue, and it has a real function, but it's not a living tissue. As a tree trunk expands, the bark will slough off. It just pops off, and pecans are notorious for that. I'm not going to be able to give you a very good answer, Ben, on what's going on with it because I can't see it, but I wouldn't immediately rush to panic. It's better that it be vertical cracks than horizontal cracks because it's growing horizontally, therefore the crack should develop vertically. And it may be that it's grown enough in this awful summer that we've had, it still managed to grow enough to pop off some of that bark. But just kind of watch it for a month or two and see what develops.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I did panic this morning.
Well, don't panic yet. Hang on tight, and it probably will be all right. Almost always the case. I appreciate your call very
all
much.
Right.
Let me go to David in San Francisco. David, thanks for calling. How can I help you?
Hey, morning, Neil.
Good morning.
You know, I wanted to ask you about prairie grasses, but as you were mentioning, that FBI library or museum, that's a pretty amazing place. You know, I don't know if you're aware of it, but during that 9/11, that Building 7 that fell, that was the FBI's New York office. Wow. And if I remember right, the Building 7 was also the CIA's evidence locker. So it's always struck me that Americans don't know that the FBI and the CIA headquarters in New York were hit on 9/11, and it destroyed a massive amount of evidence.
Right. Yeah, I know we've gotten into this kind of stuff, David, on calls before.
It's interesting to see it.
How can I help you today?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about with that massive drought that you had. You had, what, over 40 days of over 100 degrees down there?
We had 71.
71 days. That's amazing. Well, I was going to ask you, if the prairie grasses had been allowed to stand, those old ones from 100 years ago and older, those stood, what, 8 feet tall and whatnot? Would those have fully dried out in something like a 70-day drought?
Yes,
like
that's why they had such massive grass fires back in the day. They would have. They sure would have.
Well, I'm just wondering what it would take, obviously a 70-day drought like that or a 70-day heat spell like that is completely abnormal. And would it have gotten up to that much basically, you're dealing with prairies that are now, you're lucky to have 1 foot grasses out in the cattle lands, right, instead of those 8 foot grasses.
It all depends, David. I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to help you much because I don't deal in rural agriculture. I'm an urban horticulturist. Uh-huh. That's the nature of the program. Most of the areas where there were prairie grasses have changed. They were changed 100 years ago. We can't go back. It's an interesting discussion.
If you're getting into 70-day droughts like that, nothing's going to live out there, and you're going to end up with the
David. Let me tell you my theory on all of this. We do not landscape to the extremes. If we did, we would have nothing but Sahara and El Paso type plants in the Metroplex at this point. If we landscape to the extremes, in 2007, we would have swimming pools and water gardens everywhere because we had 20 inches of rain in June. We need to landscape common sense to the middle, and we'll be fine. I appreciate that call. People who have made this program happen, certainly starting at the very top of the list, Hannah Sternberg here at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org in D.C., our son Todd right here beside me, and Ryan Baker back at Mother Station WBAP. Also, my thanks to Jackie Peel and R.J. Williams for screening for me today. Jerry Overton, fine newscast. Folks, I have enjoyed very much being with you today. Todd, a week ago, was producing the CNN special on 9/11. Today has been an easier day for him, but we're still going to take him out to dinner. He's earned it. Happy gardening. See you next week.